What's up? What's up? What's up? Hello, everybody. What's up, y'all? This your girl, Miss Cece. I'm just outside in the backyard enjoying this beautiful weather on this beautiful Monday. Well, Tuesday. I'm getting my days mixed up, y'all. See, I need consistency. Okay. But today is Tuesday, April the 21st, 2020. And I'm in the backyard chilling and I'm feeling the vibe right now. So I had to do this podcast outside. And all natural sounds. You're going to hear everything. Helicopters, birds chirping, maybe dogs barking, maybe a trash can getting knocked down. Or you might hit a garbage can too. But hey, I'm keeping it real today. No music in the background, just all natural tunes for you on my fourth podcast. Yes. Welcome back to Miss Cece's After School Talks. I hope y'all listen to my third podcast in which I discuss building positive relationships with students in after school. I hope you shared it with others. If you have not, so please do it. Favorite my podcast channel on Anchor and subscribe and listen on Spotify. Follow me, y'all. So yes, follow me. Hey. Okay, so let's jump into episode number 5. Numero cinco. So, let's start off here. The Watson Institute defines brain breaks on their website. Brain breaks are mental breaks designed to help students stay focused and attend. The brain breaks get students moving to carry blood and oxygen to the brain. The breaks energize or relax. The breaks provide processing time for students to solidify their learning. An icebreaker. An icebreaker is an activity, game, or event that is used to welcome attendees and warm up the conversation among participants in a meeting, training class, team building, session, or another event. La-di-la-di-la-di-la-di-la-di. So, I grabbed those, and by now, you must know that for this podcast number 4, we are going to be talking about brain breaks and icebreaker activities. Yay, my favorite. Hey, my favorite. Okay, so I came up with a list. It's randomly. I just selected these, came off the top of my head. I didn't divulge in what was my top 5, my top 10, because, you know, I like putting things in order. But today, I just wrote down, typed up some of the things that I liked or tried or want to try. But let's get into it. So, first one I put, see, there we go. I'm numbering stuff again. Oh my goodness. The first one I put was grab the apple. I've seen this. I haven't tried this, but in my head, I feel like this is a cool brain break to do with all grades. Grab the apple. So you sit crisscross. There's two people. They sit crisscross facing each other. The teacher plays the music. And when the music stops, oh yeah, there's an apple in front of them. Or you can put a ball or a beanbag, whatever floats your boat. Just don't put nothing that's harmful or somebody, no choking hazard type of stuff. But, so you got two students sitting crisscross applesauce in front of each other. There's an apple, beanbag, circular object, easy to reach and grab. Then the teacher plays the music. The music plays. The teacher stops the music. When the music stops, the two students, one of them have to grab the apple or the object first. Y'all, this, I wish I was doing this when I was in elementary school. Me probably did, but it probably wasn't called a grab the apple. But I think I might try this when I set up a class one day. Like, for real, this seems lit. Like, I can do this. But that's what it's called. That's what you do. It says, see how many times you can win. Kids like competition. They really do. It says, use one hand. I guess you got to tell the kids to put one hand behind the back. So that's grab the apple, y'all. Another one I found, which is a icebreaker, it's called Night at the Museum. It's another fun icebreaker that I have played a lot with kids, especially when I was subbing. So, you are the security of the museum, the teacher. And all the students will be the statues, or artwork, or painting. So what do these things do? They freeze or sit pretty on the wall or on the floor stand. So the students will freeze when you, the security, are looking at them. when you the security, take your eyes off of them, then they can move around. As a security, you cannot turn your neck. You must turn your full body to view the artwork. You will need to move slowly or at a medium speed. If you turn fast, everyone will be out. I mean, there are different ways to play, and it's up to you to figure out what will work best for your students. Always have a plan. Always have a plan. Always have an A. I'm just telling you the basics. Don't shoot the messenger, okay? So if you turn and you see someone move, they will get out of the game and cannot get back in and try to bother the other students. I know, I had to alter the game because I didn't want to have students sitting and waiting until everyone got out, especially if you are the first bunch that get out. I would allow them to come back in and would always have a student who didn't want to play. So I would just make them the scriber. They will be the scriber security. And they will write down who was out and how many times, just so I can include everyone and make sure everyone is actively engaged. But that's Night at the Museum, a fun icebreaker. I encourage everyone to try it out. It's really, really fun. Another icebreaker would be flip cup or flip comb. So flip cup, you would need red cups or any durable cups. No styrofoam cups, please. That's a hot mess. But any plastic cups, about 40 or 60. Less than 40 if you have 50 kids or less. Like, that's too much. You would need to sleep. No, you don't need to sleep. You would need your students in two different groups. The flipper-ups and the flipper-overs. The flipper-ups will need to make sure that their cups are facing up, as in which you are pouring juice into the cup. And the flipper-overs will need to flip the cups down as which you are sitting that cup out to dry or trying to catch a bug inside. You will give a set time limit to the class, and they will need to flip cups over or flip cups up. You say freeze as a time stop and count the cups. Take points away if students do not freeze and try to continue the game after. The team who achieved the goal with the most wins, okay, they win. Flip cones is played with cones outside on the yard the same way. You can do it for PE or anything. It really doesn't matter. If you don't have cones, you can use like the circular mats, like cone shape. I don't know how to describe it, but there are other ways you can do this game. And you just flip the cone up or down. It's really fun. And I've seen other people alter for students who cannot reach or cannot run. They use 1 liter and they have a frisbee. And the frisbee is going to get flipped up on the front side or it's going to get flipped down on the back side. And you would tell the students that if you think it's going to flip up, then put your hands on your stomach, I believe. If you think it's going to flip back, put your hands on your back. And then tell everybody, okay, 5 seconds, vote. And then you throw the frisbee up, and then the frisbee lands or rolls and rolls and rolls until it lands. And then you see who actually got it correct. And if they didn't, then they sit down. But that's just another way, these flipper games. So, another icebreaker would be Cat and Mouse. Cat and Mouse is a BIC, Build an Intentional Community. It's a cool gym to know about. It's a cool icebreaker you can play with your students and after school. So basically, the cat is trying to catch the mouse. So you will need one volunteer to be the cat. And the cat will go outside because they are the guessing. They have to figure out who's the mouse. Who is the mouse? While the cat is outside, you choose another volunteer as the mouse. The mouse would be the pester trying to annoy the cat in nonverbal ways. Just kidding. Just kidding. They would not pester or annoy the cat. Okay. Takes the fun out of everything. Like, the kids will be fighting. Don't explain that to the kids like that way. They don't pester. The mouse will be the leader and have everyone else copy a movement that they will do. Like, the cat will guess who the mouse is. So, you will have the students stand in a circle, which is easier. It's the easiest way, I feel like. And everyone will follow the mouse's movement. standing where they are at a non-conspicuous way. Okay, let me tell you. Because people just, oof, I play this game so many times. Some kids just go straight up to the mouse and just, when the cat come in and it just, they just give it away. I'm just like, y'all, it's a guessing game. Like, come on, get it together. So it might take some time to figure out, especially the age group that you have, you know. So you don't want students looking directly at the mouse or standing right next to the mouse, because it will give away to the cat who the mouse is. And this is a guessing game, y'all. I say, depending on grade level or age level, you can have the mouse do one movement the whole entire time. Or if you have older grades, you can have students switch it up as needed. You know your students. Go with the flow. You can always alter as you go. So the cat family is an ant right here, y'all. Ooh. Okay, ant, you stay. I'm not going to disturb your habitat and findings. That's a tangent. Okay, back to what I was saying. What was I saying? But yeah, switch it up because you know your students more. You can always alter as you go. So the cat family comes in the middle of the circle inside the class, and they can turn slowly to see who the mouse is. Okay, they have three guesses. I give three guesses. Okay, some people give less, some people say you have one, depending on like if it's quick, you're trying to play this game quickly before you eat supper or snack. You tell them they have one guess or they have two, but it's up to you. You know your class. Okay, but this is one of my go-to icebreakers to play with students in after school. It's so fun, y'all. Students will say, hey, can we play that game again? I'm telling y'all, it's addicting. Thank you, BICs. Thank you, ladies, for creating that. So another icebreaker is an improv game. It's one of my favorite things to play with the students in after school. It's from an improv game, like I said, but I just love playing it with the babies to see how quickly they can think on their toes, literally. So everyone is on in one single felt line, watching the person next to them. So the person that starts the line does a physical action or motion while they wait for the person next to them to ask, what you doing? And the first person in line must respond or reply to them by telling them the complete opposite task that they are doing. Sound easy? Let's break it down. They have to say the opposite of what they're actually doing. Okay, so if I'm reacting playing basketball, basketball is my favorite sport, and the person next to me asks me, what you doing? I would have to say, throwing a football. I can't say I'm playing basketball. I have to say the opposite or something totally different from what I'm doing. So as the first person tells the next person the action, the next person becomes the first person in line. And that person goes to the end if they get it correct. Okay? I still got y'all. Okay. So the second person will become the new person, the first person in line, throwing the football, because that's what the person said that was first. Okay? That person becomes the first person, and the process continues until people get out. And then there's only one winner. Hey, it sounds complicated, but it's so much fun. Like, y'all don't even know. So, another icebreaker or brain break. You could do this as a brain break. Like, is telephone. Telephone is an old school icebreaker to play with your students. You can start the game off, or you can assign a student for the week to lead the icebreaker. You can sit in a circle, or if you're at snack or supper, you can. It's okay if you have your students shoulder to shoulder, sitting next to each other. You would then whisper a quote or a word into the student's ear. They need to put a thumbs up when they understood what you said or what you think they heard you say. Okay, I say you can only repeat it three times, depending on time and how long you have them for or whatever's on the agenda, to pick up the pace, you know. Oh, there's a lot of bugs. I just seen a bird. Okay, focus. I'm not editing none of this, y'all. Y'all getting it all live and in tune. There's a bird. I don't know what type of bird that is. That's the bird that wakes me up. Going back to telephone. So, as everyone whispers to each other, everyone must be silent and cannot shout out what was said. When it gets to that person shouts out what was said. You tell the class if it's the correct saying or not, and then tell them what the correct saying was, okay? Yeah, telephone is like so throwback. We did that. We played that when I was in elementary school, and I don't know. I felt like we had good hearing, and when I played it with my classmates back then, we got it down pat. When I played it with kids nowadays, I don't know what they be like. Where do they get make this stuff up? I feel like they always want to strive to be number one, or they just want to do their own thing, and they just don't want to follow the rules. Like, I'm fine, but if we trying to stick to a specific thing, don't be trying to switch up game, because you're going to ruin for everybody, especially their experiences. They don't want to go tell their grandbabies, oh, we played this game, and explain it to them. It's all wrong. Man. okay, moving on. So, mental math is an icebreaker or a brain break. So, you just tell students a math problem, and whoever gets it right gets a prize or gets points, or a buck or incentive. It can be played with all grades. Make sure you call on students who raise their hands, not shout out the answer. That's my biggest thing. Rock, paper, scissors, Olympics. Y'all, if y'all don't know about this gym right here, y'all been sleeping, like, for real. So, basically, it's rock, paper, scissors, that's like a tongue twister. It's not coming out in my mouth. Rock, paper, scissors, and relay with a twist. So, everyone will start off with a partner to rock, paper, scissors with. So, whoever wins becomes the champion. The person who doesn't win has to stand behind that person they lost to and follow them wherever they go and cheer them on. So, if I rock, paper, scissors, Susie, and I lose to Susie, so I get behind Susie, and I be like, let's go, Susie, let's go. Let's go, Susie. Go, Susie, go, Susie, go, 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 Susie, go, Susie. Or be like, you know, just cheer them on. You ain't got to be the biggest cheerleader, okay? So, you cheer them on, and this repeats until there are two long lines of students cheering those names on, those two students' names on. So, say Susie beat half the class, and then Mario beat half the class. So, all the people that's behind them will be cheering Susie's name. It's going to be really, really, really loud. So you can play it outside. But if you play inside, just close your door, okay? So, until there is one final winner and everyone cheers that final winner on and say Susie won, that whole class would be like, go, Susie. Go, Susie. Go, 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 Susie. Okay? So that is Rock, Paper, Scissors Olympics. Rock, Paper, Scissors. My papers. I'm just playing, y'all. Alright, so I'm getting to my last. I'm so glad I numbered these. I started off, but I don't know what it is with me and numbers. Okay, focus, Miss Susie. Alright, free dance. So free dance. So basically you just have students dance in their favorite age lyrically appropriate songs, okay? Yes, appropriate. Yes. So, you can shout students out who are shy that don't usually dance. You can have dance battles with students. Do a cool down and a reflection after, because kids will be turned up. They will be turned up after and be like, no, look at my baby's song. But it's really hard, depending on the grades. I think all grades, it's really hard to, like, turn it down. So, make sure they know that it's going to be a cool down and a reflection out there. Or else they will be like, no, we want to play this song next. I'm telling you, trust me, I know they will do it. So, free dance is cool. It's a cool icebreaker, brain break. Get kids energized, active, ready, engaged. Be like, ooh. She's about to be lit. This class has to be lit. She's about to teach this class. I'm ready. So, that's free dance. All right. Another dance thing is have the party freeze dance is a great brain break to do to get students pumped up for whatever's next on the agenda. The party freeze dance. Freeze, not free. So you can find this gym on YouTube by searching the party freeze dance. So dancing, dancing all around. Dancing, dancing, dancing. That's my groove, y'all. That's my jam. Ooh, yeah, it's lit. It's lit when you play that. When the students start grooving, they be. Yes. Yeah, I'm telling y'all. Trust me, I know. You also have Shake Your Sillies Out, A Ram Sham, Herman the Worm, Five Little Monkeys, just to name a few. The Learning Station is a great gym, great free resource on YouTube that has tons of resources of brain breaks and other educational activities, y'all. Okay, The Learning Station. Look them up on YouTube. I'm not a sponsor. They're not paying me for this, by the way. But you can. All right, just dropping some free knowledge. We all love free, you know. So, the Party Freeze Dance, it explains, it's a song that was created, and it explains what you have to do. It's like freeze dance. So, they'd be like, dancing, dancing. Oh, you know, Google it. I mean, don't Google it. YouTube it, and you'll find it. And when they say stop, you freeze. And then they tell them to twirl. They might say, the kids might say, they said twirl. No, they said twirl. Okay? Anyways, that was my last icebreaker and brain break. I hope you all like those and Google those. Let me start from the top. So I had, let me look at my notes, you know. It's number two. My notes are number, by the way. So I had Grab the Apple, Night at the Museum, Flip Cup or Flip Cone, Cat and Mouse, What You Doing, Telephone, Mental Math, Rock, Paper, Scissors, Olympics, and Free Dance, and the Party Freeze Dance, Shake Yo Sillies, A Ram Sam, Herman the Worm, Five Little Monkeys, and those were it. So, as I close out, I think you can hear the birds. Hold on. It's a bird and it chirping. Now I want to stop because I'm talking. Oh, I love nature. I just don't like the bugs. When I say bugs, I mean spiders. Y'all see it? Well, y'all heard. I let the ant live. I didn't kill the ant. I'm in its habitat, so. Yeah. So, just to close out my podcast number four, think of some icebreakers and brain breaks that you can have in your back pocket. Jot them down. What did you come up with? Leave a voice message on Anchor. All right, that's it. Thank you for tuning in to Miss Cece's After School Talks. That was episode number four. Number five will be coming to you this Thursday. Okay? And not Thursday. I don't remember my days. My days have been off. Today is today. Yesterday was yesterday. Tomorrow is today. Okay. So, do not teach your kids that. I'm just enjoying life outside. I hope everyone is staying safe, insane, not insane, but sane, and keeping high hopes and spirits up so we can get back to the groove of things, because I know I am missing my babies. I'm missing my team. I'm missing working. I'm missing being on the ground, front line. This virtual stuff is, it's cool, but it's not my life. I mean, it's my life right now, but you know, this is what we got to do. I'm enjoying it. I'm loving it. Learning new things about myself and about others. I just think we all just need to stay positive and stay focused and stay safe. And hopefully we will be back on track with our kitties. All right. I will see y'all on the flip side, meaning on Thursday. Bye.